Hello and welcome to an IBM podcast. I'm Jeff Gluck and my guest is Tom Reddy, Vice President of Worldwide Server Services. Thanks for being here, Tom, and the topic today is virtualization. I'll tell you, if there's a hotter subject in the world of information technology, I'd like to know what it is. Why is that? Why is virtualization the talk of the town now?
Well, simply stated, server sprawl. So let me kind of expand upon that. Interestingly, over the last 4 years, there have been more servers shipped and installed in client accounts than there have been over the previous 10. So that's created an immense problem for our customers in terms of the classic things associated with cost, right? Hardware cost, software licensing, in addition to increased power utilization, right? Restrictions on raised floor space. And the hidden cost, in my mind, has always been around the complexity to manage that environment.
So you need more people, you need more infrastructure to do the management.
It's
a headache.
Absolutely. And then the process that clients used made sense. Low-cost servers to handle application workload increases clearly made sense when they were making those purchases. But what they've ended up with in most cases is an environment that has far too many servers running at far few, the utilization levels, frankly, are far below where they need to be. So hence virtualization.
No matter what industry you're in, it's probably a good idea to take a look at virtualization.
Absolutely, Jeff. We've got customers in banking and finance in the UK that have implemented virtualization combined with IBM product that have seen a 30% reduction in their power consumption. Conversely, they've seen their IT staff become 50% again more productive. So they're managing an environment that's 150% of what they were managing before with the same staff. So they're coming at it from a classic sense of real hard savings in terms of expenditures to the power company, combined with efficiency gains on how their IT staff actually manages the environment. So we've seen that in banking and finance. We've seen it in the medical sectors in the U.S. So we've got a great client reference with a healthcare firm in the Pennsylvania area that's seen similar gains, right? So linked with the application of the technology that the IBM company has tied to IBM services that allow clients to take advantage of that technology, it's a very powerful story.
So once you decide that you need to virtualize, it's not always as easy as 1, 2, 3. There are a lot of roadblocks and inhibitors. What are some of them?
Well, so I think the first you'd classically start out with is, do you have the skill to do it? Most clients that IBM interacts with have very skilled resources and associated with actually managing their application workloads in a classic sense, right? Classic sense of applications installed on server environments that are dedicated and focused on a certain business process. When you start to collapse those application workloads, there's a tremendous amount of work that needs to take place around how those applications peak, different time frames. So an application that's used for CRM could be different than an application that's used for mail, could be different than an application that's used for ERP. They all have different peak times when the utilization is highest, and if those types of things aren't factored in as clients travel down this virtualization path, they create different problems for themselves. So it's a combination of the skill base that they've got that's classically oriented around how they manage their IT environment today, in addition to the nuances that have to be factored in as they consider virtualization.
You work for IBM Global Technology Services, which helps clients with just these sorts of issues.
Yeah, you know, virtualization has been around arguably for 40 years. Right? IBM has been in this business and introduced the technology back in the 60s with Virtual Machine 360. So we understand what it takes to go ahead and merge divergent workloads onto a common platform. We understand the stumbling blocks that can be that the clients can see as they do this. We understand the challenges that have to be overcome in terms of working with business units. And so we've got this breadth of experience that we bring to bear to help clients overcome these problems. You know, we typically start out with an assessment where we sit down with them, look at their environment today, collect information from that environment. That typically comes out with a plan that we share with them around how they potentially approach virtualization. We've got services that allow them to go execute against that plan, and then follow-on services post-implementation that, frankly, are focused on preventing that sprawl from reoccurring. Because you know, even though you'll see cost benefit, you need to continue to optimize your environment, because the classic demands of workload increases are going to continue to occur, even in a virtualized space. So, you know, that continuity health check, a makeover kind of a thing needs to continue to occur.
What differentiates IBM Global Technology Services from everyone else?
So between our technology, because we've got classic technology leadership in our System P brand and clearly around System Z, the services we've got for non-IBM products like VMware, Xen on the open space, Microsoft Virtualization. And so we've got capabilities that cross not just the IBM product families, but also products that clients would possibly choose beyond IBM to perform these services. So simply said, we've been in it for a while. We've got depth and we've got breadth. It's really that simple.
Getting started, I would guess, could be either a big project and doing a lot at the same time, or not, starting small and seeing how it goes.
Well, we've got services that start with basic assessment, where we help clients understand their environment and typically follow on to recommendations around a plan. But customers don't have to start there, right? If they're halfway through and having troubles, we've got services that will help them there. If they've already implemented virtualization and they think they're seeing benefits, we can come back and do a value assessment to ensure that, in fact, they're continuing to see the benefits that they thought they would see. So there's multiple entry points into how they would actually interact with IBM services to help them on this virtualization journey. The easiest way to do it is to just either contact your local IBM rep or go right to the web, ibm.com/services. Right? All of the material would be there as well. So,
well, I want to thank you.
It's been a pleasure. And this is an exciting time for the IBM company and for our clients as they try to take advantage of what I wouldn't necessarily say is new technology, but clearly is at top of mind as customers try to struggle through continual optimization of their IT costs and budgets. Clearly the research that we've done and listening to our customers, you know, for the next foreseeable future, 3 to 4 years, virtualization is in the top 3 or 4 areas of interest for them, and the IBM company would be happy to help them as they work through those challenges.
Tom Reddy is IBM Vice President of Worldwide Server Services. I'm Jeff Gluck, and this has been an IBM podcast. Thank you for listening.